Preston in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Very popular right here in Madtown. Second date update. The dating scene is not that enjoyable, Shady.
You know, you would think that the dating scene would be a little bit better, hence this being a college town, but I'll tell you right now, it is rough out there.
Woo! Ugh. Not fun. And it's definitely not really that fun right now with our girl, Louise. Good morning, love. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. A little confused, but how are you?
Don't worry, we're always confused. We're good, but you went out on a date with another young lady by the name of Tammy?
Yes, and I was so into her. I'm still so into her, and I'm just confused. Like, she has not answered my texts or my calls. We met on Tinder, and, I mean, she's really hot. So, of course, I swiped right, and we matched, and, we went back and forth, and we actually chose to meet right away, which was great.
Nice.
And we went to Mickey's Tavern on the east side for some drinks, and I thought the date went well. I mean, she was extremely, sweet and complimentary of me. I was very flattered. I was blushing the whole night. I don't know. We had a great time, and we ended with like a little peck on the lip. So it was very sweet, and that was it. And we kind of left it open, and I tried reaching out for a follow-up date, and nothing, not a text, not a beep. So I just want to know, what's going on.
How long has it been, girl?
It's been a week.
Oof.
Mm, yeah.
It's been a week.
Long week.
Desperate times. I need to call you guys. I need help.
Sure. Huh? Listen, we've had people, it's been like 3 weeks? Was that our max?
Yeah, I think 3 weeks. So a week, you know what? We might be able to help you out, girl.
Yeah.
So.
It does not end here. There's still hope for you. Are you ready, Louise? We're calling Tammy now.
I am ready.
All right, honey.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tammy?
Yes.
Hi, honey. Hey. This is Krista and the very sexy Shady.
What's up, Tammy? How you doing, girl?
Hi.
I know. I've scared her with you, especially.
Yeah,
It's Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the radio, girl, for something we love to call Second Date Update.
Yes.
Okay.
We took an interest in your personal life. Do you remember Louise, cute little girl that you went out with? She sounds so sweet.
Yes, Louise, yes.
Yes, guys went to Mickey's Tavern on the east side, had a few drinks, and she's wondering, it's been about a week, and you're kind of ghosting her. What's going on with that, girl? Moment of truth. I know.
Oh, you can tell us.
Wow.
You can tell all thousands of people.
Yes. Preach.
I can't believe she called in you guys, but... all right, so everything was, fine... In the beginning, she's really beautiful, and she's probably the most beautiful girl I've run out with. And so I was really excited. But as the date progressed, she was constantly critiquing me about my look, where I should get my hair done, because my hair, it would look so much better like this, and my nails.
Yeah.
I haven't been one to keep I don't know. I don't get manicures or anything. And she's you should go here. You should really maintain your nails. And nitpicking every part of me, my teeth. We started talking about teeth whitening. I'm like, I don't.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Do you think that maybe it was some kind of backhanded compliment that she was trying to give you? Or do you think it was just totally critiquing you?
At first, I was I don't know if she's just searching for conversation. I mean, it didn't seem that forced, so I didn't know why she was, we were having fun, and then the longer it went on, the more she just kept going after me, so.
Is Louisa, super girly girl? Into fashion and makeup and all that?
Yes.
All right, well... I mean, this is what we do know, because let's be honest, when you listen to Second Date Update, typically they're on the other line. So Louise has been listening to you. She thinks you're absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
So, Luis, was that just because you're so into this kind of stuff? You're just like trying to share, like, that's what we do with girlfriends. We share the things that we like. Or were you literally kind of throwing hints that, oh, you shouldn't really do this?
Oh, my God. Not, honestly, not at all. I mean, I think she's stunning. And as she said about me, I agree. I mean, she is the most beautiful woman that I met on Tinder.
Gosh. Listen to you ladies give each other compliments. I already think I know where this is going. All right. So it seems to me I just want to say, oh, go ahead, honey.
I was going to say, I'm a makeup artist. So I'm in the beauty industry.
Yes.
So that's why I'm always like excited to talk about like new products I get to try. And
sure.
So I'm just kind of used to sharing it with other women. So I just was trying to like talk to her and make conversation. I never meant to like offend you, Tammy, or make you feel like I was insulting you. Please, not at all. You're perfect as you are.
Oh, I'm going to cry over here.
Don't cry, girlfriend.
This is sweet.
It's going to be okay. So basically, this is your passion. This is your career. So this makes sense to me now.
It seems like it was just a miscommunication between you ladies. So what we like to do here on Second Date Update, if you ladies would like to try this again, we were going to pay for the date. So how would you ladies like to go out again? And this time, maybe not so much the beauty tips, but totally all the compliments. And maybe, you know, some Netflix and chill afterward. Who knows? What do you say, ladies?
You're both hot, obviously.
I'm saying yes.
You're saying yes. Okay.
Yeah, I guess I misunderstood. I took it like, oh my God, she doesn't think I'm good enough. So, all right.
Two gorgeous ladies going to go back out. Yay!
Yeah. Let's all give a huggy bear.
You made my weekend.
Aww.